Winnipeg teachers could temporarily relocate to a First Nation school without losing their permanent job, seniority or benefits if city school boards enter secondment agreements with a charity that helps northern communities staff classrooms. Teach for Canada. Gakinamage has been meeting with local education leaders in recent months to expand the national organization's outreach and fulfill its mandate to help band council-run schools recruit and retain employees. It ultimately impacts the children. They can't become engaged if they don't have enough teachers or if there's a revolving door of teachers throughout the year, said Executive Director Ken Sanderson. Manitoba's four-year high school graduation rate was 83% in 2021-22. Among Indigenous teenagers, the graduation rate was just over 50%. Sanderson, who is currently based in Winnipeg, said he is leading an all-hands-on-deck approach to bolster staffing levels with a goal of increasing the number of students who obtain a grade 12 diploma. The multi-pronged strategy includes partnering with teachers' colleges to promote northern practicum placements, tapping Indigenous educational assistants who want to be mentored and certified to deliver lessons, and searching for candidates at job fairs and by creating secondment opportunities. Instead of requiring a teacher to take a leave of absence to participate, the charity is seeking school board blessings to come to arrangements that allow a First Nation to reimburse them for borrowing an employee for, ideally, a minimum of 2 years. Sanderson wants to set up memorandums of understanding that encompass call-outs to teachers interested in working in the North, cultural and preparatory training for successful candidates, and status quo payments to teachers. Seven Oaks and Winnipeg administrators are in talks about establishing teacher reassignment frameworks with Gakinamage, one who teaches in Anishinaabemowin. We're happy to work with them and see if we can work out ways for our teachers to gain some real experience in First Nations, said Brian O'Leary, superintendent of Seven Oaks. We are flexible and so are they. Communications Officer Radine Carter confirmed the Winnipeg School Division is working on a partnership with the organization and would be able to provide more information at a later date. Since the charity's 2015 inception, it has matched more than 400 teachers with classroom openings across Manitoba, Northern Ontario, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. It's actually a mutually beneficial program. It's a kind of experience that you just can't replicate with a 1 or 2 day workshop, Sanderson said. The executive director noted communities gain talented teachers while professionals themselves learn new skills and how to better practice reconciliation in the city. The program's retention rate ranges from 80 to 100% annually. Sanderson attributed its success to wraparound support, from mental health assistance to peer support networks, provided to teachers ahead of their placement and throughout it. Gakinamage's seven community partners in Manitoba are God's Lake Narrows, Northlands Denisoline, Red Sucker Lake, Sag King, Sayasee Dean, St. Teresa Point, and Nelson House. The nonprofit saves school leaders time by finding and screening interested candidates and compiling resumes, lesson plans, and other relevant profile information into an online database. Ahead of the coming school year, Nelson House is welcoming 5 new teachers via the recruitment and training program. About 75% of all elementary and high school employees are from outside the community, located about 850 kilometers north of Winnipeg. Many recruits are new graduates seeking early career experience. Students are used to some turnover, so your first year, they have a hard time trusting you. The next year, things run a lot more smoothly, said Nick Campbell, who oversees Nisichawayasi Naheto Culture and Education Authority. While acknowledging there can be some culture shock among newcomers, Campbell said a signing bonus and countless outdoor activities are selling points to move up north, even if only on a temporary basis. We pay community members to take our staff out on the weekend, just to get involved in moose hunting, fishing, medicine picking, berry picking, going out on the water, he said. Maggie.McIntosh at freepress.mb.ca